The Grossmont Union High School District faces its most serious crisis in decades following a devastating San Diego County civil grand jury report published June 4th. The report found that the board's decision to terminate mental health services was based on falsehoods and misrepresentations.
This centers on the board's July 2023 vote to deny contract renewal with San Diego Youth Services, which had provided 6 mental health clinicians and suicide prevention programs. The 3-to-1 vote by trustees Gary Woods, Jim Kelly, and Robert Shield left students without these services for 4 months.
The grand jury made 10 specific recommendations, including allowing San Diego Youth Services to return to serve 3 high schools through its East County Behavioral Health Clinic. But this crisis extends far beyond one terminated contract.
2 active lawsuits filed in April allege a coordinated anti-LGBTQ+ agenda. 9 former librarians claim the board majority banned books with LGBTQ+ content and retaliated against library staff. A second suit by former special education director Tenzin Peling alleges she was demoted twice as part of systematic discrimination.
The board majority, Scott Eckert, Robert Shield, Jim Kelly, and Gary Woods, now faces legal challenges, grand jury criticism, and community pressure. The district has 90 days to formally respond to the grand jury report. But the damage to district credibility appears extensive.
What's particularly troubling is that these decisions affected real students during a mental health crisis among teenagers nationwide. Terminating counseling services and suicide prevention programs has immediate, potentially life-threatening consequences.
Despite this governance chaos, the district successfully graduated 4,725 students across 9 comprehensive high schools on June 3rd and 4th, including graduates from Santana High School and West Hills High School in Santee.
Those graduation ceremonies represent years of hard work by students, teachers, and families. It's unfortunate that this achievement is overshadowed by the board's dysfunction and legal battles.
On the sports front, the Padres fell 7-3 to Baltimore last night in a game that highlighted their ongoing offensive struggles. Gunnar Henderson hit his 100th career home run while the Padres managed just 7 hits against Orioles pitching.
Xander Bogaerts returned from the paternity list but continues struggling offensively with a 6.59 OPS through 63 games. He went 3-for-23 with 8 strikeouts in his first 7 June games. For a player carrying significant salary expectations, these numbers are concerning.
The Padres sit at 35-33, second in the National League West, but 8 games behind the Dodgers at 44-25. Arizona at 35-34 is breathing down their necks for that second place position.
Today's series finale against Baltimore represents a chance to salvage something from this road trip. But the broader question is whether this team has the offensive firepower to compete with the Dodgers and other National League contenders.
NASCAR is coming to Coronado, which should bring significant attention and economic impact to the region. Major motorsport events typically generate substantial hotel, restaurant, and tourism revenue beyond the event itself.
Let's challenge our assumption about the GUHSD board situation. We're confident this represents a crisis that will force change. But what if we're wrong? What if the board majority weathers these criticisms and continues their current approach?
That's sobering to consider. The grand jury report carries moral authority, but no enforcement mechanism. The lawsuits could take years to resolve. If the board majority believes they're defending community values against outside pressure, they might view criticism as validation rather than correction.
The signal to watch would be the November 2026 elections. If board members facing recall or challenger campaigns retain their seats, it would suggest community support for their positions despite outside criticism.
If we're wrong about this being a crisis, we'd expect to see continued board solidarity, dismissal of grand jury recommendations, and escalating conflicts with state oversight agencies. The district could become increasingly isolated from educational mainstream practices.
The counterfactual is that this community genuinely supports the board's cultural positions more than they value consensus educational governance. That would represent a fundamental misreading of East County political preferences on our part.